Seven men were on board the Scandi's Rose when she went down during stormy weather in the waters off Sutwick Island near Chignik on New Year's Eve 2019. Two survivors were plucked from the water in the hours after the vessel sank by Coast Guard rescue crews, but five crew members were never found and presumed dead. Those included the ship's captain, Gary Cobbin Jr., and his son, David Cobbin, both from Kodiak. Jerry Cobbin Kanagan is Gary Cobbin Jr.'s sister. She says in the years since, the family sent a remote-operated vehicle down to the seafloor to survey the wreckage.
And so I have a whole video of the boat on the bottom with the pots. And the buoys had popped up out of the pots and made like a kelp forest of buoys.
The ship was en route from Kodiak to fishing grounds in the Bering Sea and stacked with nearly 200 crab pots when it sank. Now those buoys and other pieces of the ship have started washing ashore. Kanagan says her family was contacted earlier this month by a fisherman from Chignik who found two buoys and a bait tow. He flew them back to the family in Kodiak.
That was just such a heartfelt moment to know that this fisherman, he recognized for what they were, and then he didn't have Facebook, so he used somebody else's Facebook page to get in touch with me. And then I met them here in Kodiak and picked them up, and that's just like, thank you. I can't thank them enough for that.
Kanagan says they've received some of her brother's personal belongings from storage yards in Kodiak and Dutch Harbor over the years, but finding something from the ship was different.
When I touched those buoys, it was like getting a hug from my brother. It was pretty emotional moment.
A report from the National Transportation Safety Board later concluded that inaccurate stacking instructions, particularly in icing conditions, for the ship's crab pots and more extreme weather than predicted, likely caused the Scandi's Rose's sinking. The NTSB made a series of recommendations to multiple agencies based on its findings. Kanagan says she plans to reunite washed-up items from the sunken vessel with the family members of other men who went down with the ship. Her brother was colorblind, so the big buoys from the Scandi's Rose are lime green for him to pick out on the sea. They have the letters SR written on them in black with the ship's fish and game number 35318. There's also smaller buoys with the fish and game number on them that may float to the surface.
Some of those are the trailer buoys. Some of those are red and some of those are white.
She says anyone who finds something they think is from the ship can find her on Facebook and send her a message or contact her via email. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.